Nicklin watched unblinking as the two of them walked hand in hand towards him across the station concourse. She was perfect. He was still clutching the book he'd presumably been reading on the train, and she was finishing a sandwich. The two of them kept chatting and laughing. They kept moving. They looked straight at Nicklin but didn't see him. They weren't looking for anybody. They were not expecting to be met. He was sitting and sipping from a can of Coke, gazing casually towards the departure board every few minutes. Just another frustrated traveller monitoring the delays. He turned his head and watched them as they passed him. They were probably heading for a taxi, bus or tube. If they were getting a cab, then he'd settle back and wait for someone else. Annoying, but not the end of the world. If they were planning to continue their journey by public transport, he would follow. He was in luck. Still holding hands, the two of them stepped onto the escalator leading down to the underground. Nicklin put his half-empty can on the floor beside him and stood up, hearing his knee click loudly. He smiled. He wasn't getting any younger. He reached into his coat pocket for the chocolate bar he'd bought earlier. Moving the knife aside, he took the chocolate out and began to unwrap it as he moved towards the escalator. As he stepped on behind a backpacker, he took a large bite, and after checking that the two of them were still there, 20 feet or so below him, he glanced out through the vast windows towards the bus depot. The crowds were thinning out now, the rush hour nearly over. It was just starting to get dark, on the streets and in the houses, inside people's heads.